Tensions have been running high lately between North and South Korea, but the two have agreed to resume reunions of families separated long ago by the Korean War. 100 families from each side will meet with their relatives beginning this month. Dwali Saikautau has our report.
In her little kitchen in an old brick home in southern Seoul, 82-year-old Im Ahn-soon makes a late lunch for her son and grandson. She has short permed hair, colored dark, matching her eyes, and wears a striped baby blue shirt. She has a warm personality, and she could be the fastest talking grandmother in Korea. For 2 hours on this afternoon, she talked about her life in North and South Korea. As a teenager, she lived in Pyeonghanam-do, in what is now the central part of the North. As an adult, she became a hairdresser in Seoul. Her father, mother, and a brother died years ago. She hasn't seen her only sister in 6 decades. At the last round of family reunions, Im was told she could finally reunite with her big sister. But later, she learned her sister was too sick to attend, so instead, a nephew and his wife brought pictures of her. Older sister had aged so much, I couldn't recognize her face. Having last seen her decades ago when we were younger, I looked at her face and thought, is this how my older sister looks? And I was taken aback. At a closely monitored reunion luncheon held at a North Korean mountain resort, the nephew's wife told Im that she loved her. Im was touched by this and told them about her Catholic faith. I believe in God, okay? She said. But her nephew replied that he believes in Kim Jong-il, the leader of North Korea. She said, our ways of thinking were so far apart that I couldn't say what I wanted. I can't make any contact at all with my older sister. If I can't see her, I wish I could at least hear whether she's alive or dead. This is the problem, says Lee Sung-chul, chairman of a group called Korean Assembly for Reunion of 10 Million Separated Families.
Over the past 10 years, 127,000 people applied, of whom 1,600 took part in the reunions. These people in separated families are in their 70s, 80s, and up, so they don't have very long to live.
83-year-old Song Byun-chul, a retired banker, is conflicted about these reunions.
From a humanitarian standpoint, the reunions should be welcomed, but it must not end up helping the enemy.
Song's sister is still in North Korea. He hasn't seen her since 1950. When asked what he'd say if he got the chance to meet with her, he sank back into his chair and went silent.
I miss you. Be healthy until we meet again. There's no other way to put it.
For NPR News, I'm Dwahli Saikautau in Seoul.